If you've been listening to me for very long, you know I'm committed to bringing you a truthful interpretation of events, regardless of whether that ends up being a positive conclusion or a negative conclusion. You know, red-pilled or black-pilled or awakened or whatever you want to call it, doom and gloom versus, you know, silver lining. I've got to tell you something today that is just, I believe, an inescapable conclusion. And some people aren't going to like it. And it's simply this. America's too far gone to save. And the 2024 election, no matter who wins, can't turn this country around. The infiltration of the Marxists and the Satanists is so complete. The damage has already been so thoroughly catapulted onto our nation that there's no president that can turn this around because, well, I mean, lots of reasons. First of all, the money printing damage has already been done. You can't take that back. The dollar's done. It's just a matter of time. The world's nations, like the BRICS nations, are moving against the dollar. That's irreversible because nobody trusts the dollar anymore. Nobody trusts the U.S. anymore, not on the world stage. The U.S. military is decades outdated, hopelessly incompetent, incapable of even defending the nation. Out of ammo, out of men, out of ideas, out of character. You've got a corrupt Congress. They're all on the take. Well, with a few exceptions, you know, obviously not, you know, Chip Roy, he's not on the take, and over on the Senate, you know, Rand Paul, he's not on the take. And there are a few other examples like that. But by and large, Congress is, there's just a bunch of prostitutes. They just take money from the military-industrial complex or from Big Pharma, and they just push vaccines and bioweapons and war, and that's it. It's done. You can't solve that problem unless you have a wholesale clean out, which really, you know, realistically, that's a reboot. That's the only way you're going to solve these problems, is actually in a collapse of the system and then a restart of a new system. Like, that's genuinely the only way that these problems go away. And that's exactly what's coming, by the way, with the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the U.S. empire, the collapse of the whole damn corrupt system. But you've also got cultural corruption. You've got about half the country that are now child mutilating Marxists who hate America. And they will tell you that if you take down an LGBT flag, that's a hate crime. But they themselves will burn American flags because they hate America, but they love their transgenderism. They love their child mutilations and their abortion and their Satanism. And again, that's about half the country. That's the left half of lunatics, just mentally ill people parading around trying to gain control over every institution, and largely they have succeeded. You know, they control Hollywood, they control the music industry, they control government, they control media, they control education, they control most corporations that have been turned into, you know, sniveling, virtue signaling, what do you even call it? Just a bunch of mentally ill lunatics that can't wait to insult their own customers, like, you know, Bud Light or Target stores. They just want to sell, like, child genitalia mutilation swimsuits. Tuck and go. What? And then on top of that, you've lost the work ethic in America. The younger generation refuses to work. They just refuse to work. They have no interest in working. They don't even think they should ever have to work. They think of themselves as just consumers, that they have a right for everybody to have an iPhone and a right to sit around and play video games and collect a universal basic income and just eat and poop and have sex and just consume, but not actually to produce anything. This is what they now believe. And I'm here to tell you, you can't fix that with one election. So even if Trump comes back, which I think would be a very important thing to accomplish. It would be a step in the right direction because he would help tear down the deep state. At least he says he would. But even if Trump were to come back, or even if RFK Jr. were to step in and be elected president, one man or one woman can't change all of this. You can't reverse the insanity that that now defines the United States of America. You can't reverse the failed education system, failed parenting. You know, you can't reverse the failed currency, the failed international geopolitical strategies, just on and on. You can't undo the damage that has already been done through the Barack Obama years. You know, Obama carried out extreme sabotage of the United States of America during his 8 years of treasonous presidency. Extreme sabotage. And of course, that's continuing under Biden. And that was Hillary Clinton's plan, but, you know, that plan was thwarted by the election in 2016. And that's why the Democrats had to rig the election for sure in 2020 to make sure they regained control and continued their sabotage operations against America, which include, by the way, of course, actual infrastructure sabotage of energy systems, refineries and pipelines and so on, as well as sabotage of food infrastructure systems. So let's not suffer under any illusions, any of us, in thinking that there's a way to save America and bring it back and return to normalcy. And if we just elect the right person, then all this insanity is going to go away. And then people will get back to work and the economy will recover and the currency will recover and the inflation will stop and the wars will stop and the border will be protected and so on and so forth. Folks, I'm sorry to tell you this. None of that's going to happen. Doesn't matter who's president. I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. You should vote. We desperately need to get the Democrats out of power. Because, you know, look, the collapse is coming. The question is, do you want to collapse under just an economic collapse with mostly with your freedoms intact? Or if the Democrats stay in power, you would collapse under authoritarianism and tyranny, which would be an even worse type of collapse. It would be like a straight up Third Reich type of collapse. And that's worse. But again, the collapse is coming either way. It's just how much freedom do you want to have during the collapse? You better vote for Republicans at this point if you want to have anything remaining at all. But in a very practical way, let me offer a few descriptions of exactly what's playing out and what your life is going to be like whether you vote for Republicans or Democrats or don't vote at all. Here's what it's going to be like. You're going to be paying $50 a pound for hamburger in the grocery store, if you can even find it. Your dollar is going to become rapidly more and more worthless. Food inflation is going to go through the roof. Prices are going to double about every year. Marjorie Wildcraft was right. That was her prediction. She said they're going to double about every 12 months. And so far, she's been on track for, seems like, the last 2 years. In addition to that, you're going to have violent mobs of young looters. And you probably see videos of this online, but these young mobs are now doing flash mob robberies, stealing power tools from Home Depot, stealing meat products from the grocery stores, stealing handbags, tennis shoes, fashion items, and electronics from various stores. And you see these videos out of the big cities, in particular, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and so on. You're going to see nearly every retailer shut down operations in those cities and just leave. Because what's the point of even functioning in a city if the local police and the DAs won't prosecute shoplifters, which they won't in California? You can't exist as a retailer just to give stuff away. So you're going to have to shut down, and that's what they will do. In fact, they're in the process of that. Many retailers are just leaving right now. Like I think Nordstrom's shut down their iconic store in, was it LA or San Fran? I forgot where it was, but they're all leaving. And so you're going to have cities, entire Democrat-run cities, where there are essentially no retailers. Because, again, none of them can survive. So you're going to have no food options. And more those cities will collapse. When I recently interviewed Ed Dowd, he told me that these Democrat cities are going to collapse into a state of being run by warlords. He used the term, warlords. He said, we're watching a slow Mad Max rollout. And he's exactly right. 100% nailed it. Just think about Mad Max, but a little bit at a time. Each day, it just gets a little bit worse. Each week, a little bit worse. To the point where you find yourself living in a completely lawless society. At the same time all this is happening, you're going to find yourself increasingly surrounded by mentally ill lunatics who are, of course, oblivious about what's actually happening in the world because they tune into NPR and CNN and they read the New York Times. And so, of course, they're illiterate about world events. They're being spoon-fed this gaslighting narrative from the CIA-controlled corporate media, which is designed to try to keep them trapped in this bubble of fiction where, you know, Joe Biden's a brilliant man and the economy is awesome and we're winning the war with Russia and all these just outrageous lies, and where inflation, they say, is only 4.9%. But you go to the grocery store and prices have doubled, you know? But you're going to be surrounded by these people. You already are, probably. They're everywhere. They are ignorant, they're oblivious, they're idiotic, and they love their masks. They love their vaccines. And they're going to start masking up. Some of them have already begun. There's a big push for masking again. CNBC.com just did a big article talking about why everybody should consider masking up again. Yeah, COVID 2.0 is coming. The good news is that the masks identify the idiots. So anybody walking around with a mask at this point, you can tell how stupid they are by looking at them in this case. Just by wearing a mask, they are declaring to the world that they are complete idiots. And if they're wearing a mask, you can bet they're a Democrat. You can bet they took the jabs. They're probably walking spike protein factories. But you're going to see masked people. And you're going to see desperation. You're going to see starvation, homelessness, people in the streets, even more than what you've seen so far, and some cities just utterly overrun with drug addiction, violence, homelessness, prostitution, and human trafficking. Which essentially, I mean, that describes, you know, parts of Seattle and Portland and San Francisco right now, but it's going to spread. It's going to get a lot worse. And so there's no way to stop this. We're going to have to navigate it. You and I and those of us who want to live through this, we're going to have to navigate it. And as best I can tell, because I've been working on this question for several years now, the best way to navigate this is to physically isolate yourself away from these cities, get out into the countryside, get into a red county in a red state, get into a low population density area. Have all your backup supplies, obviously, food, medicine, ammo. You know, have your self-defense tools. Garden seeds, grow some of your own food. Just build redundancy into your life. And then in terms of assets, you know, it's too much of a discussion for just this one podcast. But as you know, my simple answer is gold, silver, and crypto in that order. With crypto being included solely because of its portability and, let's say, hideability, if that's a word, where you can hide it. No one knows you have it if you use privacy coins. And be sure to catch my new show, Decentralize.tv, where I interview guests about that very topic, you know, privacy and private crypto and finance and, you know, personal security, all kinds of things like that. But make sure you've got gold and silver, especially junk silver, so you could use it for local barter. Make sure you've got ammunition where legal. Make sure you're ready. Oh, and by the way, I've got a new line of knives that's just been launched with the amazing MagnaCut alloy that's corrosion resistant. and bendable, but holds an edge and is ridiculously strong. And my knives are called Health Ranger Survival Gear Knives, or HRSG is the co-brand. I co-designed them with Dawson Knives. And those knives are available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for knife and you'll see what we have. We have three knives there right now. These are the ultimate survival and prepping knives. And they will not rust and they will not break under normal usage. You'd have to try to break them to manage to do so. Super rugged, very high end. And of course we have, you know, storable food supplies and all kinds of gear like that if you want to support us at healthrangerstore.com. But bottom line is, wherever you get your supplies, or whether you make things yourself or grow things yourself, get yourself some backyard chickens. Start collecting eggs. Start preserving eggs. You know, start sprouting seeds. Start saving seeds. Do all these things. Wherever you do this, wherever you get your supplies, get on it. You know, it's the Labor Day weekend right now in the United States. And there are a lot of online retailers that have things on sale right now. Not just us, but a lot of others. Even like guns and ammo stores, and you know, many other retailers. Take advantage of that. You know, take advantage of the specials that you can find right now and stock up on things that are on sale. This is probably one of the last opportunities to do so. And with food going up probably in the next year, you know, it could be 100%, it could be 50%. For some items, maybe it's only 25%. Maybe on average it's 50%. I don't know. But food's going to get a lot more expensive, which means that whatever you can acquire today in terms of food supplies that you know you're going to use, it's a great investment. It's a great return on your money to buy it now versus where it's going to be priced a year later, maybe 50% higher. You know, you can't get a 50% return on investing money anywhere, but you can get essentially, you know, a savings of what will ultimately be, I suppose, a third. If it goes up 50% and you buy it now, you're saving a third of where it's going, right? So that's something that you can do right now. If you've got extra cash and you're like, what should I do with this money? Buy food with it. Buy supplies. Buy things that will keep you alive during the collapse that is 100% coming. America is not going to be saved. I mean, not this current rendition of it. It may ultimately be saved by God, or rebirthed by God, resurrected, you could say, but it's not going to be saved by any human being. It's going to collapse, and it's going to be chaos, lawlessness, violence, corruption. Cities are already covered in feces. It's going to get a lot worse. So just prepare accordingly, and don't let anybody lie to you and tell you that, oh, if you just vote for this one person, then everything's going to be okay and this is your savior. Not going to happen, folks. Sorry to tell you. You should still vote for the right people, but don't be naive into thinking that just because you do, then all your problems are going to go away. Doesn't work that way. Get prepared. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, and of course, naturalnews.com. Take care.